CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Today, January 4, 2025, marks 6 years since Prime Minister John Guthe was appointed as head of government. A new state personal payroll management application system will be implemented in the country. Donald Trump's hush money case continues to make news, with the U.S. president-elect to be sentenced 10 days before he is sworn in. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. Today marks 6 years since Chief Dr. Joseph John Guthe was appointed as Prime Minister and head of government. He was designated on the 4th of January 2019 to replace Philemon Yang. John Guthe's premiership has been about tackling major challenges such as the socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the deadliest infections to have emerged in recent times. A new system for managing state human resources and payroll is now operational in the country. The Personnel and Payroll Management Application Software, EGLE, which became effective of January 2025, replaces the CGPS and Antelope systems. Joyce Cliff Tata.
It is a system which comes to eliminate redundancies, centralize data, and improve administrative transparency. L'application informatique de gestion logique des effectifs et de la solde, EGLE, roughly translated into English as the Personnel and Payment Management Application Software, according to the communique signed by the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform, Joseph Ley, went operational on January 1, 2025. The minister noted that this initiative aligns with the head of state, President Paul Biya's directive to modernize the management of state human resources. Cameroonians under this service should therefore expect improved, accessible public services that meet their expectations. Under the authority of the Prime Minister, head of government, the integrated system aims to enhance coordination between administrative bodies while providing timely and reliable information. The release reveals that few days after its launch, over 176,800 state personnel whose files were pending in various administrative services have benefited from automated regularization of their advancement in class and incremental position. The paradigm replaces the CGPS and Antelope systems, marking a significant step forward in the modernization of public service operations in Cameroon.
Many civil servants and state agents have saluted the EGLE system. They perceive it as a welcome relief given the lapses of the old one. Elizabeth Mbo-Boneagbo gathered their views.
Before the introduction of the Personnel and Payroll Management Application System, EGLE, at the start of this year, the plight of civil servants were enormous.
The last advancement I had was in 2021. The payment was done around 2022, showing that the next advancement, I would have had it in March 2023. I had to come to Yaoundé again, submit other documents for advancement.
From advancement to all the challenges, a good number of these state workers were already discouraged. EGLE, the technological device to a majority of others, is a welcome initiative.
CGPS had a lot of lapses. You can't obtain your advancement on time. You can't see your salary being imputed on your payslip immediately. This new method, EGLE, we just wish that it will be another relief to most civil servants from moving from one place to the other.
With little or no stress and no financial contribution made, the civil servants will henceforth be served on a platter of gold.
We believe that with this new system, everything becomes automatic. Whenever you need to receive an advancement, it comes automatically in your salary.
So far, the benefits of the system are already visible.
The government has been trying out various mechanisms in its efforts to effectively manage state personnel. In the following write-up, senior reporter Patience Wingo says The move to implement EGLU marks the culmination of years of reform and signals a pivotal moment in the country's journey towards greater transparency, efficiency, and accountability in government operations.
For decades, human resource management in Cameroon's public sector has relied on two separate systems, Antelope for payroll management and CGPES for career progression and personnel management. While both systems have served their purpose, they have been hampered by a lack of integration and coordination, leading to inefficiencies, redundancies, and at times opportunities for errors or malfeasance. The introduction of EGLU seeks to resolve these issues by bringing both personnel and payroll management into one unified platform. This integrated approach promises to centralize all relevant data in one place, ensuring more accurate and consistent information across the board. This will significantly reduce duplication, enhance operational efficiency, and offer a clearer overview of the country's civil service. In a country where effective governance remains a cornerstone of national development, the new platform will play a crucial role in ensuring that Cameroon's civil service is both accountable and capable. With streamlined systems, administrative delays will be reduced, the management of resources will become more transparent, and civil servants will be better equipped to deliver services to the public. The integration of technology into public administration is no longer optional, but a necessity for governments that aspire to achieve sustainable development, economic growth, and improved quality of life for their citizens. The name EGLU, or Eagles in English, is no coincidence, just as the eagle is known for its sharp sight and ability to monitor vast expanses. EGLU is designed to provide a comprehensive view of Cameroon's entire public workforce.
Senior reporter Patience Wingo. Officials of Elections Cameroon in the Northwest have set as target to register 45,000 new potential voters this year ahead of the planned presidential and regional elections in the country. So far, this 2025, over 160 people have registered, signaling a positive pattern, according to Elecam authorities. Kilo Valerie Sala reports.
As of August 31, 2024, set as the closing date for voter registration in the country, Elecam figures showed that in the Northwest, 28,000 people registered on the electoral list. This went above the target of 27,000 and represented a more than 100% registration rate. In 2025, the new target is 45,000 new potential voters, and the Northwest Delegate of Elections Cameroon, Bo Elvis, reassures that all segments of the society, including persons with disability, will be included in the registration process.
Just from observation, if you are lamed, if you are blind, at the time of preparing the election material, briefs are prepared to guide the blinds in the voting process.
Meanwhile, it has surfaced from Elecam that over 60,000 voters card for people in the Northwest who registered before 2021 have still not been collected, a situation Elecam blames on insecurity marked by displacement. Killer Valerie Salaus, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Schools officially resume for the second term in Cameroon on Monday. And school authorities in the city of Yaoundé are talking about organizing meetings with staff while also ensuring that campuses are cleaned as part of moves to ensure a smooth return. At the travel agencies, there are many school attending youth who are going back to their hometowns. Pelsa reports.
After the just-ended 2 weeks break, school officials in the capital city highlight that they are committed to ensuring that pupils and students resume classes on Monday, January 6th in serenity, as necessary administrative, pedagogic, and sanitary measures have been put in place.
Je suis Madame Halicine Mary, the principal of Government Bilingual Technical High School. Sam. We are doing a lot of cleaning. We are also checking out on the list of those who have not paid fees, those whose results were not very welcoming, as they will meet the Guidance and Counseling Department.
Some school officials have stated that meetings were held with the staff and parents before and during the holiday to ensure that the children remain conscious of studies during the festive period.
I am Engineer Elvis Barnett, the vice principal. Knowing fully well that the second term is always a very crucial one, presently, before schools even resume, we are reminding parents already through WhatsApp groups that classes resume on Monday. We have been reminding them of assignments that were given last term. Let the children make sure they do their assignments before they come back.
On the other hand, popular travel agencies are filled with holiday makers who are traveling back to their respective study destinations. He says he's returning back to the village to prepare for the start of school. The wish of most parents during this period is to guarantee a successful transition of their children back to their respective schools. Pearl Sah, CRTV Center.
From the center to the north, where in the regional capital, Garoua, reports say the influx of travelers at bus stations has reached historic levels. Mercy, Ashu, Nyabuhu.
Unending queues, which seem to have no end, and parking lots for buses filled up with travelers who are heading for different destinations. This, coupled with looks of anxiety and worry on the availability of buses and arrival time, gives a clear picture of what this travel agency in Garoua looks like a few days after the New Year's feast. I'm a student in the University of Marwa. I've been here since midday to grab a ticket for Marwa, and classes begin on Monday. It's not working. I've been here since yesterday morning. I want to go to Douala with my children. We have been abandoned and they have vehicles that are heading to Fano. On the other side of the counter are ticket sales agents who are doing their best to satisfy the huge numbers of travelers who are streaming into the agency, but they can only do this much. Abubakar Baba are chiefs of travel agencies in Garoua. Since morning, we've done three trips, one for Yaoundé, and we're waiting for another bus to take off to Douala. But we cannot satisfy everyone because there are buses blocked on the other side too. But on the Marwa-Yagua axis, we have no problem. Managing the needs of travelers after the New Year's feast is one of those challenging moments for travel agencies to consolidate or lose their clientele to competitors in the transport business. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
13 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. Former cabinet member and member of the Constitutional Council, Emmanuel Bonde, has died. He passed on in Yaoundé after an illness last night. Mourners, including relatives and friends, have been to the residence to condone with the bereaved. Charles Ebone reports.
January 3, 2025. The sun sets on this man from the land of the rising sun, East Cameroon, with an outstanding teaching career which landed him in the most guided corridors of power. Crossing the bar at 77, Emmanuel Bonde was a father of six officially as a complete success story of the Cameroonian and French classrooms.
I'm mostly going to miss the presence, the advices, that person to whom I turn any time that you face any hardship, any hard decision. That is what we can never replace.
After serving as a French language teacher in cities across Cameroon, including Marwa in the far north region, he was moved to the Economic and Social Council before moving to the General Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic.
He was always there for us, whether we were far or close enough, and he never spared any energy when it came to taking care of his children and guiding us, helping us, counseling us.
Emmanuel Bonde was the Secretary General to the Ministry of Health and later served in the same capacity in the Ministry of Scientific Research and Innovation, from where he became Secretary of State for Public Works.
Image of a dedicated man who never spared any energy for the education of his children and the well-being of his family, worked tirelessly to make sure they were always okay, that they had a secure path, that they always had what they needed in order to succeed.
At the ministerial level, he was Minister for Public Service and Administrative Reform and served in the same capacity as Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development. And when the Constitutional Council came into being, he was one of the pioneer members 7 years ago.
Muslim traditional and religious leaders from the four divisions of the North region have prayed for the repose of the soul of the departed wife of the Arts and Culture Minister Habisu Sajo Bidongpat. The prayers and tributes were done this Saturday in Gidere, hometown of the late Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation and Chargé de Mission at the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic. From Gidere, here is Alphonse Abongwa Acho's report.
It was meant to be a restricted family gathering, but since late Habisu Sajo Bidongpat was an illustrious daughter of the North region, the entire administrative, traditional and religious leadership of the four divisions of the region showed up in Gidere to pay final tributes to her and pray with her husband and children. The solemn ceremony done in strict respect of Islamic principles comes 7 days after her burial. It was marked by three key interventions: a word of recognition from the Sajo family, in-laws of Minister Bidongpat, who acknowledged the invaluable confidence Cameroon's presidential couple bestowed on her and the endless support she got before her demise in Barcelona, Spain, last December 18. Minister Bidongpat then cued in with words of gratitude towards her to his in-laws, not without recalling the dynamic and supportive wife and mother he had in late Habisu. He also thanked the presidential couple for making her one of their key stewards, especially in the social and health domains. Then the most important part of the solemn ceremony was the prayers by the imams and eight lamidos present. They prayed for Allah to forgive and accept the soul of their late daughter, sister, and mother. The lamidos of the north, under the leadership of their peer from Gidere, represented by his envoy, Bubakari Wakili, then expressed their heartfelt condolences to Minister Bidongpat. The event was attended by some members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon Serac, the governor of the North Region, Jean Abate Edi, and the president of the North Regional Council, Umaru Usmanu. From Gidere, Alphonse Abongo Achu, CRTV.
Abroad, a judge has ordered that Donald Trump will be sentenced on January the 10th in his hush money case in New York, less than 2 weeks before he is set to be sworn in as president. New York Justice Yuan Merchan signaled he would not sentence Trump to jail time, probation, or a fine, but instead give him an unconditional discharge, and wrote in his order that the president-elect could appear in person or virtually for the hearing. Trump had attempted to use his presidential election victory to have the case against him dismissed. Sports football, day four matches of the Elite Two Championship, began today with three Pool A games. Eding defeated Union Sportive of Abombang 1-0. Tonnerre Clara Club recorded the same win over AS FAP in the second match at the Annex B of the Olympe Stadium in Yaoundé. At the Centenary Stadium in Limbe, Aisosa won Jika of Banjun 1-0 to the satisfaction of their coach, Joseph Mbok Maput.
You know, last year they gave us a very difficult time, but this time around, at least we've upgraded and we came with a victory. It's not been easy for us, I mean the two games at home, because our opponents, you know, they delay the games at times and they know that our playing style is to always keep the ball, look for spaces, organize and penetrate. So they always come to play, you know, a defensive game to frustrate our system of play. My guys, it's just that they lost a lot of goal opportunities today. They'll pick up at times in football. It happens like that. You see a team missing a lot of opportunities because we've been working on that, but it didn't come. So I'm happy for that.
Tomorrow, Unispor will play against Avion Academy. Racing will host Ngoku Tunja. Atlantic of Kribi will take on Dragon, while Apejas of Fu and Yafut will clash on Monday. In the Elite One, the six fixtures will be concluded tomorrow in Stadia in the West, Littoral, and Center regions. In the meantime, Gazelle FA of Garoua and Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo are topping the league with 11 points each. Ben Collins, New Berua, with details.
Gazelle FA of Garoua regained the top spot in the National First Division Football Championship with 11 points and a plus 8-goal difference, thanks to their 1-1 draw with relegation threatened Aigle Royale of the Mungu this Thursday. Gazelle are closely followed by Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo, who have the same number of points and a plus 3 goal difference. Cotton Sport Football Club of Garwa missed an opportunity to take a comfortable lead in the standings in another advanced day 6 match. Astrof Douala snatched a point in their 1-1 draw, becoming a stumbling block for Cotton Sport. The result only moved Cotton Sport from the 6th to the 4th place with 9 points behind Victoria United of Limbe, Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo, and Gazelle FA of Garwa. The league table will change this Sunday after the last day 6 matches. Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo will battle to regain the top spot when they face Union Sportive of Douala at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium. Before that duel, relegation candidates Dynamo of Douala and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will clash. Victoria United of Limbe, with 10 points, will also be fighting to regain the top spot when they face 4th Azu Elite in Yaoundé. Recently promoted Pangté Sportif of D in the 6th position with 7 points, will host legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé, who have 8 points. AS Fortuna Omfou, with 3 points in the relegation zone, will host Stade Rennais of Milan, who have 5 points and are closer to the relegation zone. A mid-table clash will pit Bambutus of Boda against PWD of Bamenda, both who have 6 points.
The 5 games of the Guinness Women's Super League produced 6 wins and a total of 20 goals scored. FC Ebolova recorded the biggest win, beating Amazon Faf by 5-1. Lekefi humbled Vision Foot 4-1. Louvre Minprov won Authentic Ladies 3-1. AS Awa got their first win of the season with a 1-0 victory over Cyclone of Douala. Kaimang Fi had the same score over Eclair of Sa over the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda. Local side Aitambong beat Jasport by 2-1. To end this edition of the 7 p.m., a recap of the main points. Today, January 4th, 2025, marks 6 years since Prime Minister John Gute has been the main occupant at the Star Building. A new state personal payroll management application system is operational in the country, known by its French acronym AIGLE. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is to be sentenced 10 days before he is sworn in, this tied to his hush money case. CRTV News.